I woke up, and I've had this happen several times, that I am preaching in my dreams. And so sometimes I get revelation to that. Sometimes I wake up and I'm going, what was that about? But I know that the Lord is calling us to speak in this hour. And obviously that's one of the things that the Lord has called me to do. So I'm thankful. I'm blessed to do so this morning. I'm going to try to do 10 minutes, but I'm going to go real quick. So bear with me. I think now, perhaps more than any time in my life, it's being laid heavy on my heart, especially over these last 2 months. This song that I recall singing in church as a child, and I believe that it has to saturate the very core of my being, and I think all of us as the body of Christ, as he brings it to memory and activates it in my actions. It's not just words sung, but words with meaning that motivate me through and through to be the difference in the world around me to the glory of our Lord God. Now is the time, I believe more than ever, now is the season. And the words of the song go something like this, and if you were raised in a denominational church, I was raised Lutheran, you may remember this, but it goes, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. It goes on to say, cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy, and we sang it, of thy salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. It was every Sunday in the Lutheran church as I was raised up. Again, create in me, I have to look to me, a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit, which is your spirit within me. Lord God, I cry out today, infiltrate, rather fill me to the very depths of my core in this time, in this season, with your Holy Spirit, and strengthen and encourage me to walk in the same, because you have called me and he's called each one of you to do just that. You have called us to do just that. The world needs us. The world needs you, first and foremost, but it needs you, and also we need you. And you have called each of us to stand firm in the faith, walk by your Spirit, and be your light, your presence in this ever-increasing dark and corrupted world. We can no longer afford to be simply complacent. We can't be complacent or lukewarm, in other words, once a week Christians, dare I say. We have to be indistinguishable from the world around us, not succumbing to the world ruled by the flesh. Rather, we need to be different in the world, not simply lip service, but setting ourselves as examples for everyone, and I mean everyone, to see. It is time to be the difference to a lost and dying world, while strengthened by the Spirit within us, well equipped to carry out our mission, because the truth of God, the very power of God, is within us, and we acknowledge it and make a truly diligent effort to embrace it and walk in the Spirit every situation. The word in the Hebrew for walk is halak, and it means alongside, to behave continually, to be eased, to exercise self, or rather self-control in this hour, because the world doesn't have that. To follow, to be still, and to grow. If you, like me, spend any time outside over this weekend, it is hard not to see that we are definitely in a new season. The smell of fall is in the air, leaves on the trees turning colors, leaves falling from the trees and onto the ground. The smell of fireplaces and burning leaves is in the air. Warmth is in the air, but at the same time, chilly mornings, as we have today, and cool evening. Summer seems now to have its things stored away for the season. Barrenness in yards and all around as preparation is made for winter months ahead. Memories of summer perhaps fading, and either dread or anticipation is experienced, depending on the individual, as to the coming days and months until summer surfaces once again. We are entering into fall with full force, and winter is just around the corner. I have perhaps shared this in the past, but it amazes me as I look at all the trees, and we have hundreds of trees where we live. Many tall trees that are many years older than I, and yet so sturdy in stature. They adapt season after season, year after year, and come what may. They remain in place during calm weather and also in the storms. The warmest of seasons, the coldest of seasons, through drought, through heat, through torrential rain and wind, they remain planted and sturdy. They remain in place. The seasons don't seem to faze them. They are not moved by them. They seem perfectly able to adapt. They stand tall. They seem so at ease. Sure, they grow older, and there is wear. You can see it on them. But they just continue to adjust. They handle every temperature that comes their way every season of their lives. Their roots run deep. They have that sturdy, very solid foundation, and they are still. And I mean they are still, and they are planted. They seem to be at ease in spite of all. They hold fast, stand firm, come what may. I'm here to tell you today, beloved, that we are in a new season in the body of Christ. Old things have passed away. The world is definitely changing from when I was a young man. I'm now in my latter 50s, and it would appear not for the better if you are inclined to look around. God is being removed from every facet of life. He's being removed from the schools, from the marketplace, from holidays, from government, conveniently removed from people's memories. Well, you fill in the blanks. He's being removed. One can only wonder, where did love for God disappear to in so many and in such a seemingly short span of time? Where did the love of God within people go? Where has our God-given moral compass gone concerning right and wrong? What has happened to the solid foundation that seemed so much more prevalent in my younger days? Well, we need only look to the Word of God to understand that the world will grow darker and darker. We've talked about it in prior messages. We will find ourselves in and right before our very eyes this very thing happening. But in spite of it all, God whispers to us that we aren't to fear. Do not be dismayed. As the body of Christ, we are built on a solid foundation, deeply poured foundation like the trees. Ours, the solid foundation, of course, is Jesus the Christ, or Jesus Christ. Like the trees, we are by design, by our most wonderful Creator, well equipped to weather the storms, to survive the seasons, and not only to survive the seasons, but to spring forward into summer. In other words, something better, something new. Because in Christ, we know all things are made new. We don't have to be in gloom and doom mentality. We have a great, hear me, great foundation, an everlasting foundation that will help us sustain and grow in the here and now. This foundation will ensure a world without end. We talked about it, sang about it, salvation, an everlasting foundation with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I, for one, refuse to fall, if you will, in this named season. I rather choose to spring forward into everything the good Lord has designed me to do, knowing that He is with me every step of the way, come what may. The world can't defeat you and I, because the one who lives in us defeated the world. He conquered, and so you and I, if we put our faith, trust, and hope in Him. But faith must be manifested in this hour by action. Faith without action, the Word said, is dead. We cannot any longer afford to claim faith and walk according to the flesh as we are entering into this new season. We must have faith as evidenced by walking by the Spirit of God. It's in our actions. It is how we make a difference in the seasons of our lives and the world around us, and how we will endure until the end. And the saying is true, actions speak louder than words. And it certainly is so for the body of Christ. Even in the darkest times, we must purpose to choose the foundation we stand on and whom we will serve and how we will walk. It's a new season. It's a brand new day. Will you join me today as I, for one, commit to walk more by the Spirit of God and not by the seasons or the worldview, and not by my own sinful flesh, with the help of Him, of course, who is within me, which we know only leads to eventual destruction. The time for lukewarmness, beloved, is over. It is time to stop looking at the circumstances around us, the bombardment of bad news and bad reports, the ever-changing worldview, and it's time to seriously and committedly walk with God. Hear me. Walk with God. Amen. Unwavering. Continually at ease, following Him and Him alone, and the key is with more discipline and self-control, because we are representing Christ in a fallen world. He won. Jesus won. And we win also. Praise God. Let us do our part as we travel along the way to our glorious eternal home. We must separate from the world, although be in the world, and consecrate ourselves unto the Lord, release His light, regardless of the backlash, regardless of anyone around us who says to the contrary. We must be the image of Christ in the earth to the glory of God, knowing full well that He is absolutely with us every step of the way, come what may. We must walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. The time is now, and the season is now. Walk with God. We have been, the Word says, the world is passing away and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God, the one who walks by the Spirit of God, lives forever. I have stopped watching the news now. I have stopped watching it because I am not destined or determined by what the news says, because I believe a lot of it's not the truth. But the truth is, you and I have the Spirit of God living in us. I don't need any other news, because I know what's going to happen. His will's going to be done in the earth as it is in heaven. We are overwhelmingly conquerors because of Jesus the Christ. And He doesn't want us focused on the news. He wants us focused on His Spirit. He will lead and direct us wherever He wants us to be. And believe me, if He establishes you in a place, in a position, you know that His will is going to get done. I don't care if 1,000 around me fall. I don't care if 1,000 around me say Jesus isn't the Christ. If He's positioned me in a place and a time and a season, I know something is about to be shaken. And He's going to work through me, and He's going to work through you to make it happen. We have been raised up with Christ, and so we ought to keep thinking about the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. We are buried with Him in baptism, in which we are also raised up with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead. We have died to our sins, and our life is hidden in Christ in God. Remember, as we choose to walk by the Spirit, when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then we also will be revealed in Him in glory. He tells us not to lose heart. I don't walk in fear and trepidation when I wake up. I don't walk in with, oh my gosh, what's in the news. I walk with God. I walk by the Spirit of God. I have to have understanding, even in my secular job, or if I'm in ministry, or wherever I am, I represent God. I represent His Son, Jesus. And I'm being led by His Spirit if I'll listen, and if I'll submit myself unto Him. We must consider the members of our earthly body dead to immorality, impurity, passions, evil desires, greed, which the Word says amounts to idolatry. In these we all once walked, but now we must put it aside. We must put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. We must, in other words, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity, the word says. The world isn't doing it. There's so much hatred and venom going out there right now, and so I turned it off. But we can't turn off what we're called to go into in this season. It would be easy in this hour to be overcome of evil, to say, give up. If we can't beat them, why don't we join them? That is if we opted to walk other than by the Spirit of God. I say, be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Submit to God. Resist the devil, the word says, and he will flee. I say, Lord, create in me, start with me, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. May it be that even if the entire world says no to you, may I, Lord God, by your spirit within me say yes. Were it possible even so that I might be the very last man standing. And so I say to each of you, what about you?